This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome to the show. Coming to you from the house that Root built here in Las Vegas. If you did not hear hour number one, I thought the highlight of hour number one was Obama's former health and human services secretary, Kathleen Sebelius, appearing on CNN and arguing that unvaccinated Americans are impinging on others' rights and should not be allowed to work or have kids near them. These people are sick in the head. As a Jew, they remind me of Nazis. They're mentally ill. It is an experimental, untested, unproven rush to production. It's not a vaccine. It's gene therapy. And you cannot force anyone in America to take an experimental vaccine. To force people to take experimental vaccines reminds me of the Nazis. And the lockdowns and the mask mandates and the vaccines all remind me of Nazis or communists or the Soviet Gulag or the East German Stasi. And what's most amusing about all of it is that if vaccines worked, why would someone who has the vaccine worry about someone else who doesn't have the vaccine near them? If vaccines worked, you'd have nothing to worry about. It's really quite funny. If masks worked, I've always said that, if masks worked, then all the people who are masked have no reason to worry about the people next to them who don't have a mask on. You've got a mask on. What are you worried about me for? It's actually quite funny. You're mocking yourselves. You're making a joke of yourself. You're wearing a mask. I'm not. And you're petrified to come near me. I guess your mask doesn't work. You've been vaccinated, and I haven't. And you're afraid to come near me. I guess vaccines don't work. So then what'd you get a vaccine for? It's sick in the head. It's mental illness. It's control freaks. It's communist impulses. It's all of the above. I also mentioned producer price inflation surges 7.3% in hour number one. Very important for the average person who just doesn't understand what can happen. What can happen in a country with massive out-of-control inflation? You're about to find out. Because Biden and the Democrats are trying to jam through with reconciliation without one Republican vote a $3.5 trillion infrastructure plan on top of all the other spending. And you say, well, what could happen, Wayne? All of these things, what are they all going to add up to? Take a look at South Africa today. Complete societal collapse in South Africa. Rioters being shot dead by armed citizens after police pull back. Looters being whipped in the streets. Well, those two things are good. I'm glad rioters are being shot dead by armed citizens who are defending their stores. That's just desserts. That's self-defense. And I'm glad looters are being whipped in the streets. But I'm not glad that all this is happening because it's going to come to America. You can see it. The cities in America are a powder keg. The cities are filled with such dramatic increases in crime. And the question becomes, who's in charge? Every city in America that's at this moment in time under siege with rapid, dramatic increases in murders and rapes and robberies and carjackings and home invasions and crime, violent crime of all kinds and burglary and any sort of theft. Anything that isn't nailed down is being stolen out of every retail store. And in all these cities where this is happening, in America, where there is no more you know, it's the same argument I made days ago about reparations. You know, if you want to pay reparations, fine. I have no problem. Mark me down as for it. I'm for reparations. Wayne Root's the first conservative to come out for reparations. As long as they're paid by Democrats, Democrat politicians, and the Democrat Party. Because you're the ones in charge of every miserable city that's majority-minority in the United States of America. Show me a city, show me a neighborhood, show me a block. Show me an apartment building that's mostly black. I'll show you poverty and crime and welfare and drug dealers. And I'll show you Democrats in charge. In every single case, there's never been a Republican in charge of a black American, a major town that's black. Never. It's a joke. Republicans aren't at fault. White people aren't at fault. Democrats are at fault. Always say who's at fault. Always ask the question, how are white people or white Republicans at fault if black people aren't doing well in America? Go to the cities where black people are in the majority and are not doing well, like Chicago with his black-on-black genocide in the streets of Chicago. Go to those cities and what do you find? Democrats in charge. You also find defunding of police. You find liberal policies that lead to everyone on welfare, everyone on food stamps, and no fathers in the homes. All the type of things that are spurred on by Democrat policies and Democrat politicians. So next time you want reparations, don't look at me. I had nothing to do with it. I didn't destroy Newark. I didn't destroy Camden. I didn't destroy Cleveland. I didn't destroy Baltimore or Detroit or Chicago or Memphis or New Orleans or any other majority black town. They were all run by Democrats. And when you see this massive inflation coming our way, the country's being run by Democrats. They're the ones spending us into bankruptcy. And when you see door-to-door community activists, a.k.a. communists, coming to your door to try and force you to take a vaccine, it's Democrats in charge. And when you see what's happening in South Africa, don't say I didn't tell you so, because I told you. And I've talked about this all the time on this show, because about 5 years ago, you know, at the very beginning of my radio career, I was a Tony Robbins-esque motivational speaker around the world. I literally spoke in countries all around the world. I spoke in South Africa 4 times in a very short period of time. I was in Johannesburg twice. I was in Cape Town twice. I was in Durban. I was in Pretoria. And everywhere I went, I got standing ovations. I love the people of South Africa, and they love me. But I saw it coming. I said, the United States is going to be like South Africa one day. In South Africa, I met a man at one of my speeches, very wealthy man, very wealthy white man, white Jewish man in South Africa. And he said, you know, why don't you come, you know, see my business on Sunday? And I had an off day on Sunday. I'd given a speech on Friday. I was going on a safari on Saturday. I went to see the lions on Saturday. And I thought on Sunday, before I leave on Monday, I'll go see his house, his neighborhood, and his business. So he said he picked me up at the hotel, and he does, and he's, you know, driving a fancy Jaguar. And we get to his neighborhood, and it's all beautiful multi-million dollar homes in Johannesburg. Beautiful street, beautiful neighborhood, amazing homes. But they've all got like 40-foot walls around them. So even though the homes are big and gorgeous and they're all mansions, you can't see out the windows. There's nothing to see. They've all got 40-foot walls with barbed wire at the top. I said, what the hell is this? He said, Wayne, we're in a war zone, man. This is the Beverly Hills, and this street is the Rodeo Drive of Johannesburg, South Africa, and everybody lives in fear 24 hours a day. Everybody's got gates. Everyone's got walls. Everyone's got armed security. Everyone's got, razor on top of the walls, razor wire. Everyone's got German Shepherd guard dogs. And I said to him innocently, you know, almost like a joke, I said, well, what if you open the door and let me walk on the street right now? The street is completely empty. It was the fall, and I remember there were leaves in the street. And it was this beautiful, leafy street. And there wasn't a single soul on the street. And I said, it looks beautiful. You mean I couldn't walk down the street to your house right now? He said, no. There's too high a chance you'd be kidnapped and they'd cut your ear off, or they'd cut a finger off and they'd send it back to your family and they'd demand a ransom, and then if they don't get it, they'd kill you. You can't take your eye off the ball for 1 second in Johannesburg, South Africa. At any moment, you can be killed. And so I learned a lesson. That's what happens in a country where you don't deal with crime. That's what happens in a country. And oh, the other big lesson I learned in South Africa was that the economy run by only blacks at this point is no different than an economy run by only whites who hate blacks. You know, apartheid was a terrible, terrible, terrible thing. It's like liberals think Republicans and conservatives like me are racist. We must like apartheid. No, I hated slavery. I hated apartheid. I want all men and women and races to be free. And I find it disgusting that anybody would want to enslave people or limit people's lives or limit people's freedoms. And so I hate apartheid. But now it's been, you know, at the point I went to South Africa, it had been 20-something, 25 years of all black rule. Every president was black. His entire cabinet was black. All the leaders in the Congress in South Africa, all black. And I said to all the black people who came to my seminars, I said, so, you know, I went to dinner with them. And I said, tell me about your country. Explain to me what's happened since apartheid. And they all said the same thing. It's no different than it was under apartheid. The only thing that's changed is the color of the skin of the people who lead the country. They said the black, keep the music low so people can hear me. The black leaders of South Africa, they taught me, they told me and taught me, are all corrupt just like the white leaders were. The white leaders gave only jobs and big money and big government contracts to their white friends. And the blacks were angry and the blacks rioted. And eventually they overcame apartheid. And it became a country run by all black leaders. They said, now guess what happens? Now the black leader gets all the jobs and all the government contracts and all the money to his black friends. So it isn't white corrupt people in charge. It's black corrupt people in charge. And none of the money ever trickles down to the people. And the people are starving in the ghettos and the slums of South Africa, the worst slums I've ever seen. You know, in America, you live in the worst neighborhood. It's like being middle class in South Africa. Nothing ever changes with liberals in charge. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try sonsoflibertycbd.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, sonsoflibertycbd.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
Hello, folks. J.P. Hoffman here, founder of the Liberty Projects. Every year, iconic symbols of American freedom, the veteran and wild Mustang, needlessly die. Wild Mustangs are auctioned off and disappear. Veterans are denied, forgotten, and rejected. But the Liberty Projects is changing this. At our ranch, we unite veterans and horses, where they learn practical skills while addressing anxiety, fear, and helplessness. As veterans ourselves, we understand the red tape vets and their loved ones face. So now, our trained Mustangs go into service work. And our veterans, well, they learn a new skill. We know horses cannot ask for help and many vets just won't. So get involved today. Go to vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com to donate or volunteer your time. America, we love our vets and horses, and we know you will too. Go to vetsandhorses.com today.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign power. powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Raw and unfiltered.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with War.
All right, sponsor of this segment of the show is Asset Strategies. I've been telling you for months, Asset Strategies' main core message in their ads for months has been inflation is coming, inflation is coming, inflation is coming, and boy, were they right. My God, a wave of Zimbabwe-like, Weimar Republic-like inflation is here. This is the worst inflation in America since 1981, and that was the years of Volcker as the head of the Fed. And I remember he raised interest rates to 20%. We're in a country right now that's so confused, an economy that's so dysfunctional, so screwed up, so confusing, that we have inflation that should cause 20% interest rates, but we have 0% interest rates. And I don't know if anyone in world history has ever figured out what happens when inflation is so bad your interest rates should be high, and instead they're zero and they have to stay at zero. So what would happen? That defies logic of economics. What's going to happen to our country? I don't know, but I know that you better own gold and silver. I know that. I know there's no question. You better and you've got to own gold and silver. And so Asset Strategies told you in all the ads on my show for months now that home prices are up and gas prices are up dramatically and commodities prices are up and food prices are up and inflation is the number one killer of fixed income portfolios and the number one killer of your current standard of living, the number one killer of your retirement, and your best protection is gold. You could have just a little bit of gold as an insurance policy, and if it goes up a lot while everything else goes down, you even things out. That's why it's an insurance policy. Right now, Asset Strategies are offering 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the price of gold. That's right, just $59 over the gold price while supplies last. It's a great deal. Mention War, Wayne Allen Root, you'll get a great deal on any gold, silver, or precious metal that you desire, your heart desires. Call them today, or any rare coin. Call them today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to assetstrategies.com and tell them War sent you. Here's a great article. Natural infection may offer better protection against this Delta variant of COVID, the Israeli ministry says. In recent weeks, Israeli media has become a factory, just like the United States, for stories that cut against the official scientific narrative about the COVID-19 vaccines. Most visibly, Israel has made a deal with Pfizer to start doling out booster shots for the most vulnerable Israelis. Now, the Israeli health ministry has discovered that the number of patients who had been infected prior to becoming infected again during the latest Delta-driven wave of the pandemic were less likely to be reinfected than patients who have been vaccinated. The finding directly contradicts research spouted by American experts like Dr. Fauci, along with Pfizer and Moderna, who have previously insisted the antibodies created by their vaccines are more powerful than antibodies produced by natural infection. According to the Israeli news service, more than 7,700 new cases of the virus have been detected during the most recent wave that began in May. However, just 72 of the confirmed cases were reported in people who were known to have been previously infected. That is less than 1% of the new cases. Roughly 40% of the new cases were infected despite being fully vaccinated. See, there's your big mistake. So assume that it means something to be vaccinated. It means nothing. Zero. Oh, I can't even tell you how many friends I have who never got COVID, and then they got vaccines, and now they've got COVID. I must have 15 or 20 of them in just the last month. After they got vaccinated, they got COVID, which tells you the vaccine is bullspit. It doesn't work, and it's dangerous. By this count, Israelis who had been vaccinated were 6.72 times more likely to get infected after the shot than after natural infection. Wow. So if you've already had COVID, the odds are very slim you're going to get COVID again. But if you got the vaccine, which isn't a vaccine, by the way, it's unproven, untested, experimental gene therapy, if you got that, there's a great chance you're going to get COVID anyway. And you're risking your life by getting it. Numbers are out all over the world. Doesn't matter where you are. People getting the vaccine are dying. People getting the vaccine are getting sick. People getting the vaccine are getting crippled. People getting the vaccine are getting COVID. People getting the vaccine are dying of COVID. It's a massive cover-up going on in this country. It's so clear. I personally know of five people. Five. Who either had a stroke or a heart attack or brain inflammation or blood clots or died after getting the vaccine. And not one of their cases is classified as vaccine related. And the ones who died, the doctors will not do an autopsy because they don't want to show you that the vaccine killed them. They want to call it COVID. They magically got COVID on the day they got the vaccine. Had nothing to do with the vaccine. COVID killed them.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Inflation continues to be the dominant topic of discussion for markets. That led to a mixed day on Wall Street as the Dow rose 44 points to finish the day at 34,933. The S&P also adding 5 points. Meanwhile, the NASDAQ finishing in the red, dropping 32 points. When it comes to inflation, Fed Chair Jerome Powell, testifying before a House committee on Wednesday, said they're prepared to adjust monetary policy if inflation increases beyond levels in line with their goals.
Inflation is being temporarily boosted by base effects as the sharp pandemic-related price increases from last spring drop out of the 12-month calculation.
A new Justice Department report says FBI agents disregarded allegations by Olympic gymnasts that they were sexually assaulted by former national team doctor Larry Nassar and later lied about it to cover their mistakes. USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Avian.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We'll be right back. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Why doesn't Biden want Cuban? That they'll be turned away. Every Mexican's allowed in. Every El Salvadoran's allowed in. Every communist from every country in the world that wants welfare for life. Every pregnant woman who's going to drop a baby that she needs food stamps, welfare, aid to dependent children, housing allowances, free school, free college one day, and free health care. They're all allowed in. But Cubans who hate communism and want to come here and work, they're not welcome. Isn't that interesting? It's, you know, I said it in the first hour. It's just like the joke I always told. How do you want to, you know, how do you get to build a wall? How do you convince Democrats to build a wall? Make sure there's lots of white people who are capitalists and conservatives on the other side trying to get in, and they'll build a wall in a second, and they'll surround it with a moat and put alligators inside. They only want people of color who want welfare for life. That's it. That's the only kind of people they want to let in the country, because they assume those are Democrat voters. And they assume that white people who own a business in another country probably aren't going to be Democrat voters. They're probably going to be people who love capitalism and hate government, and they're going to vote Republican. So they don't want to let them in. That's Cubans. And by the way, Cubans, I guess, are people of color, if you want to use that saying, people of color. They're Hispanic. They're people of color, but guess what? They're almost all Republicans in the United States. Cubans are hard-working people. Cubans are small business owners. Cubans are restaurant owners. Cubans do not want the government to give them anything. Cubans know how bad government really is. They've experienced it. They hate government. They hate communism. And that's what Biden doesn't like about them. That's why he won't let them in. That's why he only wants to let in people from countries that love socialism, not people from countries that hate socialism. I think we should let in the whole Venezuela. You know? Because the people of Venezuela are like Cubans. They hate communism. So as long as they would take a pledge to never go on welfare. See, that's what I would do if I was president. You know, I would never have open borders. I'd always have a giant wall, and I'd always make sure that we have secure borders, and I'd always make sure bad people who break in illegally are kicked out and sent back and deported, etc., etc. But I'd be glad to let in people from countries that hate communism. Countries that have experienced communism and know to hate it and want to work and will sign an agreement once they get here, they're not going to go on welfare. They're not going to use up the American taxpayers' money. That's not right. You know, that's another issue Democrats have never, ever answered. You know, it's kind of like Kathleen Sebelius, who was saying about how if you don't take the vaccine, you're infringing on my rights. You're going to make me sick. Well, I don't understand something. Isn't an illegal alien infringing on my rights? If you want to come to America, she's saying if you want to not get the vaccine, that's your business. But once you get me sick, it's my business. Well, I feel the same way. You want to come to America, that's your business. If you want to come to America and go on welfare or commit crimes once you're in welfare and kill thousands of Americans each year, illegal aliens do. If my kids are endangered by you coming here, that's not your business anymore. That's my business. You could come here, but you could come here only if you don't take welfare. If you take welfare, it costs me. I don't have to pay for your dream. I'm thrilled that you have a dream. Good. Come to America and make your dream come true. But if it takes my money to make your dream come true, hasta la vista, baby. Go screw off. I don't want you in my country. I'm not spending one penny on your dream. You spend money on your dream. You want to come to America with $500,000? I welcome you with open arms. You want to start a business when you come here? I welcome you with open arms. You want to buy a house when you come here? I welcome you with open arms. You're dirt poor and you want the government to take care of you? I don't welcome you with any arms. You're not welcome. Now, liberals would go, oh my God, what a terrible person Wayne Root is. In the 1900s, in the 1910s, the 1920s, the 1930s, how many Jewish and Irish and Polish and Italian immigrants came to the United States? Wayne Root doesn't like them. Not true. Every single one of them was first tested for disease, and if they were sick, sent back. which nobody's doing under Biden. Everybody gets in no matter how sick you are, and they offer them free health insurance while they're sick. That's sick. And number two, everybody gets welfare. In 1910, nobody got welfare. In 1920, 1930. My grandfather came to America. My grandmother came to America. They didn't get welfare. You weren't allowed to get welfare. You came here and you either sink or swim. You die of starvation or you work. You weren't allowed to come here and take advantage of the American people that already live here? It's ridiculous. All right. Chris, we don't have our guest? Oh, okay. All right. So if he's late, he's delayed, he's got a problem. I got lots to talk about. Let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show. It's Freedom Fest. My great friends Mark and Joanne Skousen have been the producers of Freedom Fest for so many years. I think 15 years. I think it's about its 15th anniversary, and I was the opening speaker at almost all of them. Certainly like 7 of the last 8, I was the opening speaker along with Steve Forbes. And that's because they're always in Vegas, and it's easy for me to run over, do my speech, come back, and do my show. But it's not easy this time because the Freedom Fest has been moved to South Dakota. It's been moved to Mount Rushmore. How beautiful. Can't you picture the presidents carved into the side of a mountain? Mount Rushmore. So the greatest libertarian show on earth is in Rapid City, South Dakota, at the Rushmore Civic Center, about 20 minutes away from Mount Rushmore. Here's your chance to make new friends and meet the country's top political and business leaders, authors, and filmmakers, including South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem. Go to freedomfest.com, use promo code WAR50 to get $50 off the registration. It's July 21 through 24. So it's just coming up next week. The middle of next week. It's coming up Wednesday through Saturday, July 21 through 24. Go to freedomfest.com. Use promo code WAR50 to get $50 off the registration fee. That's freedomfest.com, promo code WAR50. So it's the situation on the ground in South Africa is very bad. More troops called up to squash unrest as South African rioters target critical infrastructure. Vigilante groups and armed community members patrol Gauteng and KwaZulu-Natal, two provinces hit hard by social unrest. The country could become a failed state as the police and military cannot keep up with the violence. Food, fuel, ammo shortages materialize. Farming, manufacturing, and oil refining have gone offline as the worst unrest in decades continues. Do you understand the last time they had unrest like this? It was because they had an apartheid system run by white people. In a country that was 97% black, the 3% whites ran the country and held the blacks down. Terrible. Awful. I hate it. Hated it. Hate it. Disgusted by it. But now you've got nothing but black leaders, and the same thing is happening. And it's because, as I found out when I was there, the black leaders are all corrupt. All politicians are the same. They just steal everyone's money and keep it for themselves. They never leave it for the people. It's a great example. I was with a politician today. I'm not going to name any names, but I was with a guy who's about to announce he's running for governor of Nevada. And we were talking about how during the pandemic, when they locked everybody down, your business wasn't open, you didn't have an income, and yet they expected you to pay property taxes, and they expect you to pay income taxes if you had any income, even though it was drastically reduced. And they expected you to pay school taxes, which are basically property taxes and sales taxes. But none of the kids were in school. And the people who are expecting you to do all this are government bureaucrats and government employees, all of whom were not at work. They closed all the government buildings. But they got their entire paychecks. It's very easy to tell other people not to work when you're getting your paycheck every week, when the people are paying for your check. And you don't have anything to worry about. Not one government employee had to worry about his bills, his or her bills being paid. They got their checks every week like clockwork while they were telling us, you can't go to work, you're non-essential. And we were both saying how not only is that ridiculously wrong, but why were we even paying any taxes for school when the schools weren't open and our kids weren't in school? Why shouldn't they give a refund of those taxes? Because government is a bunch of ripoff artists. That's what the liberals hated about Trump so much, and they hate about me so much. They don't want anybody saying stuff like this. It's dangerous to teachers and teachers' unions and government employees of all stripes that get paid way too much money, with the exception of cops who get too little. Love cops. Boy, do they put up with a lot of crap. Boy, do they have a lousy job. Can you imagine what cops face all day long? Cops face death. Cops face bricks and Molotov cocktails. Cops face rioters. Cops face COVID. And they never took a day off during COVID, ever. The teachers couldn't go to work. We can't go to school. We can't teach. Well, cops went to work every day. You ever notice that? I never heard a cop complain. Not one. And a bunch of cops died of COVID. You know, I think 70 of them in New York City. Now, that's out of 30,000 cops. But nonetheless, even one death is one too many. I didn't hear about many teachers dying. How could they die? They weren't in class. If they did die, they got it at home, not in school. Teachers are afraid to go work, and they wanted their salaries for not working. But cops are supposed to go to work every day and face COVID. Interesting dichotomy. But the government employees, they never gave the money back for the people whose kids didn't go to school. You still had to pay your school taxes. Same thing's happening in South Africa. The people are poor and the politicians are rich. And it doesn't matter if they're all white, taking advantage of a largely black population, or if the politicians are all black. They still steal the money of their own people. And that's why they're rioting on the ground in South Africa. And that's why they're on the ground protesting in Cuba.
Awesome and amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, man. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from my great friends at Freedom Fest. Have you ever been to Mount Rushmore in South Dakota? Well, here's your opportunity. This July 21st through 24th, thousands of liberty lovers are headed to South Dakota for the greatest libertarian show on earth, Freedom Fest. This time held at the Rushmore Civic Center in Rapid City, South Dakota, with a record-setting crowd. Here's your chance to make new friends and meet the country's top political and business leaders, authors, and filmmakers in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Some of the star speakers this year: South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, Dr. Drew, Larry Elder, U.S. Senator Mike Lee, U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis, the CEO of Whole Foods, John Mackey, Steve Moore, John Fun, Grover Norquist, Tom Woods, and the infamous pandemic mock trial. Go to freedomfest.com. Use promo code WAR50 to get $50 off the registration fee. That's freedomfest.com with promo code WAR50. Fly there, drive there, bike there, RV there, be there. Freedom Fest in South Dakota. Get your tickets now at freedomfest.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. My Bordock Chris is such a jerk. We're talking, and then he's like, oh, by the way, you're on. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I'm today taking the time to tell you about Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs from the BLM and works with vets, as in veterans, military veterans, to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. They take care of the vets and they take care of the horses. And whether it's your choice to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. Vetsandhorses.com. There's so many great things to say about Liberty Projects. I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com. Two of my favorite things in the world. I don't know about horses, but vets and animals. I'm a dog person, you know, but all animals. I love all animals. Cats and rabbits and horses and you name it. But mostly dogs. But I love animals and I love veterans, military veterans. It's really horrifying to hear that the United Nations has been formally invited by the Biden administration to investigate this is a quote, scourge of racism, racial discrimination, and xenophobia in the United States. Did you ever think we would fall to this level of self-hating communist scum thugs attacking our own country from within? It's incredible. Joe Biden, a lifelong racist, the guy's made more anti-black comments in his life than any politician I know of in all of America in modern times, claims his administration is deeply dedicated to addressing racial injustice on the global scale. It's unbelievable. Blinken, Anthony Blinken, is the Secretary of State. He says, as the President has repeatedly made clear, great nations such as ours do not hide from our shortcomings. They acknowledge them openly and strive to improve with transparency. It is in this context that the United States intends to issue a formal invitation to all UN experts who report and advise on human rights. As a first step, we've reached out to offer an official visit by the UN Special Rapporteur on Contemporary Forms of Racism and the UN Special Rapporteur on minority issues. I urge all UN member states to join the United States in this effort and confront the scourge of racism, racial discrimination, and xenophobia. Oh, my God. Unless, of course, the racism is against white people. If there's any racism against white people, you know, we got to ignore that. It goes on every day, but we got to ignore it. And, you know, the last thing I'm going to say before I get to the break, and then we've got news, and then we've got the last hour of the show, the 8 o'clock East Coast, 5 o'clock West Coast hour. I'm going to dedicate that hour to the stolen election, the rigged and stolen election. They stole it from Trump. They rigged the election. They stole certain states. And the news keeps pouring out every single day, and I've got so much of it here. The pile is stacked to the ceiling. And so I'll dedicate that whole last hour to voter fraud and the rigged election. And all the latest news and updates about it. And I've got a lot of them. But right now, I want to say another I told you so, because I kept telling everybody that the lockdowns are the worst mistake in the history of America. And that, yes, people are going to die of COVID. I never denied that. But that more of them will die from depression and suicide and drug abuse and alcohol abuse if you close the nation and take their jobs away. So they have no way to live. People are in such poverty, they have no way to live because of those lockdowns. And, of course, the masks cause depression. I believe the vaccines are going to cause a lot of depression because a lot of people you love are going to die from those vaccines when they cause heart inflammation, heart attacks, strokes, your lungs to basically, you know, implode, and blood clots to the brain. And there's not going to be enough people to do the things necessary to keep the country going. There won't be enough airline pilots. You heard four British Airways pilots, all young, died in the same week after getting their vaccine. What's going to happen when lots of pilots are sick or dead? What's going to happen when lots of bus drivers are sick or dead? What's going to happen when there's lots of truck drivers sick or dead and there's no one to deliver all the goods to America's stores? Because you injected everybody with an experimental vaccine and you had no idea what it was going to do. So I want to say again, I'm right, because the CDC says drug overdose deaths hit a record 93,300 in the year 2020. The most ever. Drug overdoses soared by almost 30%. Reaching a record high of 93,331. And why do you think that is? All those people died of drug overdoses because of the lockdown. They were so depressed and so lonely and so scared about their future. It's a stunning number of people to have died of drug overdose, and that doesn't include suicides. God knows what that figure was. And I argued again and again, you lock down the American people and you're going to have so many drug deaths and so many alcohol deaths and so many drunk driving deaths and so many depression deaths and so many suicide deaths. Far more than will ever or could have ever died of COVID. You're ruining the entire fabric of our society with lockdowns. And I was right, and I'll be proven right about this vaccine as well. I'll tell you more what a top doctor says about the vaccine when we get back, as well as all these cases of voter fraud. I've got updates on all of them. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root, The Root, The Root, The Root's on fire.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Plans.